were these patients managed when they relapsed? Were some given retreatment?
So this is the other important point about finite treatment duration. So when a patient relapses on continuous therapy, such as ibrutinib, obviously ibrutinib doesn't work anymore because the relapse occurs on that drug. Similarly, in the past, when we used venetoclax as prolonged therapy, there were relapses on venetoclax, and then you were thinking, well, what should we do? Now, when venetoclax or other treatments are used as time-limited therapy, and the patient, after 1 year treatment, is in response for, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years, or hopefully longer, and then relapses, we can apply the standard paradigm of retreatment with the same regimen, because we wouldn't think that relapse is really due to refractoriness to the treatment, but relapse only occurs after treatment-free window that indeed allows retreatment with the same agent. So this actually provides another theoretical or also practical advantage of time-limited therapy.
So I remember, I think it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, Haygop Kantarjian, I was interviewing him, and he said, CLL is about to become the new CML. And, you know, that strategy reminded me a lot of those trials of stopping therapy in CML, though, of course, obviously, it's totally different. I am curious, though, what fraction of patients in general are MRD negative after a year? And do you think it's reasonable for a doctor in practice to look at MRD, or should everybody be stopped no matter what?
Right. So with venetoclax combined with obinutuzumab in the frontline setting, we can expect that about 60 to 70% indeed become MRD negative in the peripheral blood at the usual threshold of 10 to the power of minus 4, which is the standard assessment. Now, this is very good and provides prognostic information. Can we really derive modification of our management of those patients from that? I think we can't, because we know from trials that outcome of patients who become MRD negative is better than patients who remain MRD positive. However, we don't have any evidence to suggest that modification of subsequent therapy, either prolonging treatment or switching to another therapy in a patient who remains MRD positive, influences outcome positively. So in other words, yes, MRD is a nice-to-have thing, but to guide treatment outside clinical trials on MRD result today is not justified.